I know you talk about this a little bit Tuesday, but among the Rams, you're probably the most seasoned international traveler. Why is that? And can you tell some of us again just some of the different places you've been over the years?
Oh, well, we might be here for a while. Well, one, I think I've become quite a bit of a traveler because I just love to see what the world has to offer. I think that's one of the best ways to learn about different cultures and different places. Some of the places I've been in my life, the only continent I haven't visited is Asia. I've been there pretty much everywhere else. Some of my favorite places, Cape Town, South Africa. Here, of course, this is my third trip to London itself. Italy. I've been all over.
And yet you're not just taking pictures with your cell phone. You got a pretty fancy camera. What kind of a camera is it?
I have a Nikon. I have a D5000, but I need to upgrade it. Some of the camera people here. I need to get a D5, actually. That's what I really need to work on, so I get some slow-mo action.
And you went to the World Cup, a couple of years ago, and so you're a pretty good soccer fan?
I am. I am a football fan. I had a chance to go to the 2010 World Cup, and when I was there, visit some other countries as well, Botswana, Namibia, Zambia, and did a lot of the southern continent of Africa.
Did you go to the Arsenal game last night, or were you able to?
I did not have a chance to make the Arsenal game last night. Had some family, had some traveling issues, had to make sure they got in safe.
See, we've been talking last day or so about raising the brand of the St. Louis Rams while you guys are out here. Is that have a lot of value for you guys to expand what people know about the Rams here?
Well, for the last 9 seasons, I've taken great pride in being a Ram, St. Louis Ram. It's been a lot of history, especially particularly at the running back spot, that I've been able to carry on and want to continue to do so. And now we're here, outside of U.S. borders, and we want to show, our fans globally what we're, building and what we're doing in St. Louis.
Isn't winning sometimes the best way to build a brand, too?
Winning cures all, but if you sustain a good, strong brand, it endures anything. And I think that's what I've been trying to do.
Not to bother with a football question, but
which football?
American football. What do you make of the Patriots defense? What do you see? Obviously, they got some beef up front.
They have a very impressive front seven. Led by Vince Wilford, of course. I think their front seven is very stout. They do a good job of two-gapping. It makes it really hard on running backs to get a clean read on what they want to do. Their linebackers do a very good job of disengaging blockers once they make contact with a fullback or offensive lineman. So the thing is for me to trust my eyes and just be really aggressive.
Steven, will this be one of the biggest groups of linebackers you face in?
I'm quite sure it is. They're very stout, very pretty, very athletic, and pretty sound in what they do. Coach Belichick does a great job of game planning, so I'm pretty sure they'll have something particular they want to take away from us and try to handicap us and force us to do something. But we got to make sure that we execute and do the things that we know we can do.
Is this challenge similar to Green Bay in the fact that probably field goals aren't going to be enough?
Yes, we're going to have a very tough challenge on Sunday, and we got to make sure that we help our defense out. And once we get into the red zone, we got to put up touchdowns. We got to take advantage of chewing up the clock as well, because their offense could put up points at any given time. And particularly on offense, we got to make sure that we carry our weight.
You got to 20 points last week. Some progress. Do you feel like incrementally?
We've made some progress, but we got to continue to once we get in the red zone, continue to score, continue to convert on third downs, and to do that, we got to be very productive on first and second.
How did the two guys, new starting linemen, Barksdale and Shelly Smith, how they fit in?
I believe both guys have done very good jobs. It's only been 1 week, but for them to come in and learn the offense relatively fast, they've done a great job. Both guys are very athletic, pretty sound in what they're doing with their feet and their hands. And, they have another tough challenge against this New England defense.
I heard yesterday that word got out that in Las Vegas they named your high school team named their field after you. I'm just assuming you'd heard of that and your feelings on that.
It's pretty overwhelming. After the bye week, this bye week coming up, I'm going to go and visit the field. That's kind of where it all started. I'm overwhelmed, kind of teared up last night when I heard about the news that they decided to name the field after me. Just amazing, just a testament to how blessed I am.
How'd you find out? Did someone call you or text you?
My publicist actually shot me, before she called to congratulate me, she shot me a picture, and I saw it and come through in a text message. It was just couldn't believe it.